Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah. You all know what that theme is. That is the one and only theme to Svengoolie. And Svengoolie, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, by the way, on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. All our regular features as well. Phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show and Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Now, that was the theme from Svengoolie because Rich Kohs is about to join us, and any excuse to have Rich on the show is always a good excuse. And we're having him on this morning because tomorrow night he's showing one of my favorite terrible movies of all time. And welcome to the show, Rich.
Thank you, Nick. I didn't know that The Car was really one of your top favorites.
It's a terrible movie, but I love it. It's the movie that you show. Tell everybody the movie that you're showing tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on MeTV, The Great Svengoolie. And welcome to the show, Rich.
Thank you so much. The movie we're going to be showing is the 1977 classic, The Car, starring James Brolin and also John Marley and Ronnie Cox are in it.
Yeah. It is.
Do you need me to sum up the story quickly?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Well, there's this car, and it kills people.
You know, I remember seeing this movie. Okay, it came out in 1977,
mm-hmm.
and I was 12. So it's right in the wheelhouse of a 12-year-old kid from the 70s.
Perfect, yeah.
And I saw it at the Davis Theater in Chicago.
Sure, yeah.
And I saw it with my best friend at the time, Dan Long, and we saw it and kind of lost our minds and then saw it four or five times at the Davis.
Oh, man.
And it is just, it's one of those movies that, like, it holds a very special, and I know it's terrible, but it holds a very special spot in my childhood. And not only is John Marley, it's great to see R.G. Armstrong is in it, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the Richard sisters, who how can you not love? Well, they're crazy now because they're on that housewife show.
Yes, they're real housewives now.
But I had a huge
one of them escaped from Witch Mountain. I believe
Kim Richards was escaped from Witch Mountain.
Yes,
Kyle Richards was in. Kim Richards was in Assault on Precinct 13, the John Carpenter movie.
Mm-hmm.
She gets killed in that movie while eating an ice cream cone. And Kyle Richards is the girl that Jamie Lee Curtis has to babysit for in Halloween.
That's right.
And they're both in this movie.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to love a movie that starts out with a just, you know, text quotation on the screen that's attributed to the late leader of the Satanic Church, Anton LaVey.
I know. It's so fantastic. This movie is so fantastic. I encourage people to watch. I watch you every Saturday anyway, Rich.
Oh, thanks.
Because your show is so great. But this week, there's something. I mean, this is just going to be, in addition to the great stuff that you do, you got to see this movie to believe it. Now, I gotta say, the thing that I remembered the most when I was a kid from seeing this movie is the horn.
Yes. And there's like a secret about that.
Oh, is there?
Supposedly, the beat that it's doing or something is Morse code for XXX or something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because if I remember correctly, it kind of goes bah, 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 or something.
Yeah, supposedly, whatever the horn is doing, it's Morse code for X or something like that. Seriously.
So
I'll
how
leave
much
that to all the former sailors out there who'll be watching.
Yeah. Now, how much research did you do on this one? Because you always do like a segment or two where you tell the backstory and about the people, the actors that are in it. How much research did you do for this one?
I did the usual amount, I think. You know, and they found out the car was actually designed by George Barris,
mm-hmm.
who was the guy that did the Batmobile, the famous Batmobile, and it was made out of a Lincoln Continental Mark III. And to make it more sinister, he lowered the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary, kids. Maybe it's, you know, scary basketball players.
Now, no, did you find out, was there only one car used in the film, or did they have...
No, there were several of them. I think there were maybe about four of them. Mm-hmm. And one was just strictly for close-ups, but the other three were used for, like, the stunt-type stuff, yeah. And they ended up being destroyed because of the many difficult feats that occur.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not sure who owns the fourth one now. Supposedly it's still around.
I got to say, it's a very cool looking car. I mean, you know, George Barris designed a lot of great cars. But I have to say that another thing about it, when you're a 12-year-old kid watching this movie, the car is really cool looking.
It really is, yeah. And the great thing about it is that, you know, there's no way to see inside it.
Right.
Even the windshield is kind of smoked and such. Although there are certain scenes that are shot in what we like to call, you know, what did I call it? I don't remember what I called it. It's in the movie when you see it.
Okay.
But they're like shot from the inside of it.
Right. So it's like devil point of view.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, like... I can't remember what I ended up calling it.
Okay. You know. Now, when did you first show this one?
Well, I want to say that we first showed it. I want to say early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
And then we ran it once on the MeTV network maybe 3 or 4. It had to be 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it has aired in quite a while. And the last time we aired it, I believe we had in a lot of what we call Vents Around.
Yes, Vents Around, yeah.
Where we add in a lot of the sound effects and stuff to heighten its comedic value.
Now,
Now people kind of would rather see the movies as is, and as you will attest, this one doesn't really need that much help.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. But I would love to hear are you just running the film as is, no Spencer around this week?
Pretty much so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We aren't adding anything to it. I find the leading lady really annoying.
Kathleen Lloyd.
Yes, the love interest to James Brolin there.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they're like having a little private moment, and she like starts doing like weird impressions. And I just remember sitting there going, "Man, what's wrong with her?"
So then you must have loved the scene where she's standing in front of the picture window on the phone, and
yes.
And you can see the car coming towards the window.
Yes. Like, you know, there is a God. Thank goodness.
It was hilarious.
I always thought there's one woman in it that I thought was really attractive. It might be the woman who's supposed to be like Ronnie Cox's partner.
Okay.
His redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, yeah, she's kind of hot, but yeah. That's me. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because I posted on my Facebook page, you know, the old newspaper ad for it.
Oh yeah,
From 1977, the old newspaper ad, and I, you know, I plugged your show, saying, "Hey, you got to watch this. This movie's great, and you know, Sven rules and everything."
No.
And someone posted on my Facebook page, "I proudly own this movie on Blu-ray."
On Blu-ray?
Yeah. I guess Shout Factory released it on Blu-ray.
I'm surprised there isn't a Criterion version.
We got to get on that, Rich. Let's.
We better start working on it now.
We should do that. One of my favorite moments in the movie, and this was when James Brolin, by the way, James Brolin was in everything in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. He was in movies. He was in every TV show.
Yep.
Every made-for-TV movie, and his hair never moved.
That's right. Well, speaking of TV movies, I remember he was in a legendary TV movie that was probably right around the same time as the car, maybe a couple of years early, maybe 75, called Trapped. You remember this movie, Rich?
No, I don't.
Okay, for me it was an ABC movie of the week, and again, I don't know what it is about James Brolin. A lot of James Brolin movies made an indelible impression on me. I don't know why. That one, Capricorn One, is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
But anyway, Trapped was an ABC TV movie of the week, and he plays a guy who goes into a department store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Goes into the bathroom, gets knocked out by a robber, they take his wallet, he's unconscious, and they leave. Meanwhile, the department store closes, and they release the Dobermans, who are the guard dogs. So he wakes up, he's inside the store, and he's got to fight off Dobermans. It's fantastic.
Well, he was in the bathroom, at least.
Well, he goes out, he doesn't know what's going on. All of a sudden, there's Dobermans everywhere, and he's got to try to get out of the store without getting killed by Dobermans. It's fantastic.
I've got to look for that one.
Yes,
that's one that somehow has slipped through my my fingers.
Yeah, only an idiot like me, Rich, would, you know, would treasure the movie Trapped. So, all right, Rich, hang on for 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Rich Coase is with us. He is Sven Gulli, the one, the only. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the other stuff that you can see with Sven Gulli and Rich, all kinds of cool stuff, and more about The Car. And if you have not seen this movie, classic from 1977 with James Brolin, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, MeTV, watch it. I'm telling you, watch it. You should watch Sven Gulli every week because it's awesome, but particularly hilarious this with this movie. All right, more with Sven coming up. Yeah. Oh, man. Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning, everybody. You big dummy, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies all coming up. Fly Jams Friday as well. But right now we're talking with my pal Rich Coase, who is Sven Gulli, the one and only. Rich, welcome back, sir.
Thanks. I was just thinking, you're probably lucky you didn't have a car dealership commercial.
Yeah.
Might not have gone well.
Not really good. No. It's not. I do want to mention one more thing about The Car. One of my favorite moments in the movie is when, like, Brolin, there, it's in the middle of the daytime at this point. Brolin is, like, approaching the car on one side. He's got his gun out.
Yes.
And he's approaching the car on the passenger side. Very slowly, and I believe that's one of the moments, Rich, where you get the point of view from inside the car.
Yeah, I think it is, yes. Yeah.
And so Brolin goes up, he gets close to the car, and suddenly the door opens and hits him in the ribs. He goes flying. Next thing you know, like, he's in the hospital with multiple contusions. And like, what? Yeah. It's just the car door hit him, and he's in the hospital for 6 months.
And they're also worried about him. Oh,
yeah.
My God. He was hit by a car door.
Somebody opened the car door on Brolin and almost killed him. It's fantastic.
The thing that people have to understand if they've never seen this is, you know, they're thinking, okay, it's a car doing this stuff. But supposedly there is, like, some sort of demonic possession going on with this.
Right.
And, you know, it's all involved.
Yeah.
The devil.
Well, that's what they say. They say it's like the devil, Rich. And then at one point, they go into a, if I remember correctly, because I haven't seen the movie in a long time, I can't wait to see it tomorrow. seriously, that's my Saturday night, man. That's it. but they go into a graveyard, and the car can't go into the graveyard because it's hallowed ground.
Yes, yes, it's sacred ground, and the car gets mad because it can't go into
it. And it really starts blowing its horn.
It gets mad, and I think it runs into some, brick thing that's built there just to show, you know, I'm so mad.
It's the best, I'm telling you. Another thing that people have to understand, if you weren't around in the 70s, every week some sort of car movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the chase films and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, all the supernatural type ones. Duel came out in the 70s.
Yep. Absolutely.
And, Death Race 2000,
mm-hmm.
That was in there. And, of course, you know, all the subsequent ones years later, including all the Stephen King ones, and, you know, there were all sorts of that. They started calling these movies kind of, you know, Jaws on Wheels.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and this was like Jaws on Wheels with The Exorcist thrown in.
If James Brolin's head would have rotated around, that really would have made it.
But it's great, man. Listen, in the past few weeks, you've shown some classic stuff.
We had one just last week that I don't think has been shown on TV in centuries.
Yeah, I never saw it before.
Murders in the Zoo.
It's fantastic.
Lionel Atwill, yeah. And I did get complaints, even though, you know, Nick, no matter what I do, I'm doomed. Because, you know, I try to explain to people, okay, this movie was made, you know, before the motion picture code was enforced.
Right.
So there are some grisly things that happened in it. But also it was before the motion picture industry would protect animals and
right.
make sure that they didn't get hurt in the things. And at one point, the evil Lionel Atwill lets loose all these jungle cats, which then they have footage of them actually kind of, you know, attacking each other.
Yeah.
And that's real. And that happens even in some of the very early Tarzan movies and such.
Right.
And I go out of my way to explain, you know, we don't condone animal cruelty. This is something that, you know, before happened before the laws came out to protect the animals. And yet I got a few emails from, I will never watch your show again.
Oh, man.
How could you condone this? You are terrible. It's like, you know, I tried to explain it. It's like you can't just ignore past history.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I loved about Stoogeypalooza was that you would, if there were, let's say, during World War II, and there were, you know, like the one with the where they're carving pumpkins, and the,
oh, sure, yeah,
and the Japanese soldiers are on the run.
Right.
That, you know, you warned people this was made, you know, at a different time. But
yeah,
I think it's important. I think it's important that you show this stuff in its entirety.
And I think it also kind of hopefully educates people to some extent.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like we're just showing it so people can go, oh, my God, this is terrible. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to, like, show, you know, this is, let's hope we've come somewhat further now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have a little bit of a conscience on all this stuff.
Agreed. All right, so The Car is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, MeTV. The movie's hilarious, and Sven is hilarious, as usual. It's going to be a great show. What do you got coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Well, next week you'll definitely want to tune in. It's one of those Inner Sanctum mysteries with Lon Chaney.
Oh, cool.
But we have a very special guest, Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, I saw the pictures, Rich.
Yeah. Gilbert, it turns out, watches the show and is a fan, and he happened to come by, and so we do a couple segments with him, and he was hilarious.
That's great.
Honest to gosh. And he made such a nice compliment that I only heard about later. He was talking to Jim Roach, my executive producer.
Right.
And Jim said, well, you know, we really appreciate that you would come in and do this. And Gilbert said, are you kidding? Getting hit with rubber chickens by Spengooly is like getting hit with a pile by soupy sail.
Oh, wow.
And that was really, really
That's nice. Beautiful.
And
That's great.
He was such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And like I said, totally hilarious.
That's
we had
great.
Such a good time
That's
with
great.
Him. And we did have to caution him a couple times about
I bet.
What he said.
Yeah,
but.
I bet. Well, you know, that's next week. Tomorrow is The Car. And then I'm going to see you, Rich, hopefully before him, but I'll definitely see you at the Flashback Convention. You're doing the Flashback Convention this year, right?
Yes, definitely. We're doing again like we did last year. We're doing Saturday and Sunday. We'll run a special movie. So
that's great. And I'll be there to introduce you, as always, Rich.
And you're always so nice in doing that, Nick. I really appreciate it. And you're far too complimentary. Here, I want you to say, he's kind of a jerk.
All right, I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. Rich, you're one of my favorites, man. I love you. And
always happy to talk to you.
And I really appreciate you staying up late with us, and I cannot wait to watch tomorrow night's show. It's going to bring back memories from the 12-year-old Nick.
Just make sure you fasten your seatbelt.
Well, there you go. All right, buddy. Thank you, Rich.
Okay.
Take care. Any chance to talk to Rich Coase is a great thing. Spengooly is on at 9 p.m. on MeTV tomorrow night, Saturday night, and the movie that they're showing is a classic piece of B-movie trash called The Car. You got to see it to believe it. All right. We want to thank Spengooly. We've got to take a break here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Getting ready for Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru getting ready to jump in the TARDIS. Put on all the accoutrement, including the high-heeled boots with super flying shaft. Those are the goldfish in each boot. They're not dead. They're alive.
Lounging.
They just lounge, man. They're chilling. Chilling in your shoes. So, and again, that works because you can go fly fishing. See?
Bravo.
See how that works? So, Fly Jams Friday. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Verified Double V is here.
In the house.
In the house. D-A, in the house. Wiki Wiki Nikki, and since Esmeralda the Heart Melda is out this morning, she went on a Fly Jam excursion herself last night, so she's off. We've got DJ Badass Baddish in the traffic department.
Farm out and solid.
Yeah, man. Wow. Wow, that was very white of you. So before we jump into what we're going to find out on Outside the Loop Radio, we've got the dummy. You big dummy. Now, Roger, you used to help us out on Drunks in the News.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't do Drunks in the News anymore.
Right.
We do You Big Dummy. It's sober people doing really stupid things.
I love it.
Because people who are sober can do really stupid things too, as we've discovered in over the almost year since we've been doing this, since we changed it to You Big Dummy. So we've got that. So you know you got to vote.
Okay.
On the stories. That's coming up later. Also, straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24 hours and 27 days of the year.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. 24/7, whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We also have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who was talking about me, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Before we get to all of that stuff, we were just talking with the great Rich Coes, and Sven Gulli is showing one of the most ridiculous movies. Has anybody ever seen this movie? Am I the only one?
I believe I did see it long, long time ago.
James Brolin.
Yes.
It's a 1977 horror movie with a possessed car running around killing people, or driving around killing people. And it is the dumbest movie ever, and I love it. Vic, have you ever seen The Car?
No.
Dan, I'm assuming you've never seen The Car.
I have not.
See, I was 12 when it came out. My friend and I, my best friend at the time, Dan Long, not the Dan Long that used to be my producer and works here, but my old buddy Dan Long, we saw it at the Davis and we kind of lost our minds. We were 12. We saw it like 73 times. And it is a completely absurd movie, completely absurd. And we dug up the trailer. Now, you just listen to the... listen, as I mentioned to Rich, the one thing that I remember most vividly about the movie was the horn. Because the car would, there was probably like nobody driving. It was an evil spirit, like the devil possessed the car. And the car drove around running people over and killing everybody. But it blew its horn all the time. Like the entire movie, all it did was like blow its horn. And it had a very distinctive horn. And you'll hear that throughout this trailer. But the best is the voiceover stuff. Like this guy who had to read this copy probably went, "What the hell am I reading?" So here it is. This is the vintage trailer from 1977 for The Car.
Evil has visited the earth in many forms. Now it returns as The Car.
There was no driver in the car.
The car possessed.
I know why he didn't go into the cemetery. The ground was hallowed.
Fantastic.
I will say this. They don't make car horns like they used
to. No, man. I'm telling you. And, Dan, can we post that on our Facebook page? If you got to watch. You got to see the trailer. It's so funny. So I hope I've convinced everybody listening that you definitely have to watch Sven Gulli tomorrow night, Saturday night at 9 o'clock on MeTV. It will be repeated on the WCIU next Saturday at 11 a.m. And I can't wait to watch that stupid-ass movie again. It's so great.